song or two or 12 or 20 about songs that I'm going to take you on a musical journey with me tonight. I'm going to talk to you about my life. I'm going to tell you about there is a reason why I'm going to sing each one of these songs. This one, I think, was the first song I ever recorded. No, I take that back. This was the first television theme I ever recorded. And if this doesn't put you in the right mood, baby, then you're in the wrong place tonight. Hello world is the song that I'm singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of love is what I'm bringing you. Come on, get happy. We got a dream, we're gonna travel together. Spend a little love and then we'll keep moving on. Something always happens when we're together. Get a happy feeling when we're singing that song. Hello world is a song that I'm singing. Come on, get happy.
Feeling mighty good, and I noticed on the corner, out all alone. didn't seem to notice anyone was there, till suddenly she turned to me and she whispered in my ear.
Song. It's my favorite B.B. King song, so I'm going to do it for you right now.
Drink of water. She gave me a whiskey. Lord, I got a sweet little angel fever. I love the way that she spread her wings. Ah, yeah. Yes, I got that sweet little angel, and tonight she's with me. I love the way she spread her wings. I'll tell you about that a little later.
Gonna get real interesting now.
We're in uncharted waters tonight, and I mean that very sincerely. I am somebody who takes my work extremely seriously and has way too much fun doing what I get to do. I do. This is something that I've been doing, since I was 20, but playing music has been something that I think I began when I was three and a half, and I'm gonna sing some stuff that I grew up with that I think had an enormous impact on you and me and the world. I'm gonna sing a song that I wrote back in 1975, I think, on an album that I recorded that was multi-platinum all over the world. It was a departure album, and it was a concept album. And I want to tell you that I am an alcoholic in recovery. And someone, thank you. I wrote this song about a woman, about a relationship that went south, that kind of broke my heart. And it actually happened a few years prior to me writing the song, but I was able to tap into it. It's now more relevant, this song, and the lyric is more relevant to me because of the lyric that just coincidentally makes so much sense about me and the battle that those of us who are in recovery have to go through. And I like to share everything about my life seriously and just to be as open and authentic as I can be, because that's what I respond to when I see another human being. And we get to do this together, and since you're all in my sort of pseudo living room, it's easy for me to do this. Also because we're here, and I feel very much at home here, and that's why I'm sharing this story. So this song I'm really proud of, and I wrote it in 1975, and I didn't sing it until last week for over 3 years, maybe 3 or 4 years. And we've done it once, so I'm gonna do it again.
She could speak. Love belonged to me.
picked up an electric guitar the night after, on a Monday afternoon after school, because the night before I watched the Ed Sullivan Show and the Four Lads from Liverpool changed my life, and yours too, I might add. I got to become friends with John Lennon and also with Yoko, who I love, and I think she is much maligned for all the wrong reasons. But John and I, he came over to my house on New Year's Eve in 1974-5. And it was about 1 o'clock in the morning. He was drunk and I was drunk, which was a commonplace when I wasn't working. And I had just finished this big world tour. And we went into my music room and we started playing songs. First we started just riffing around, and he was very much into the 50s rock and roll thing. And I dug it, but I wanted to play Beatles songs, and I got to sing Paul's parts. And I had to reteach him Please Please Me that I had recorded the year before, which was really odd. He had forgotten it, but it was so amazing to actually play and sing, but more amazing was to get to know him and know what an individual he was, how passionate, how compassionate he was, how extraordinarily talented, but also so bright, and the most interesting man I think I've ever met in my life, next to my father. There are places I remember all my life. Some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some are gone, some remain. All these places have their moments with people and friends I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living in my life. I love them all. Though of all these friends and lovers, there is no lose their meaning, 'cause when I think of love, something new. Yes, they all have their moments and their memories. I still can recall, some are dead and some are living. In my life, I love you more. For people and friends, I still recorded some of Cole Porter's. He was hired by Cole Porter to sing three musicals and record them as albums that were Broadway shows he had written that were never recorded. This song was written in 1932, but I dare to sing it tonight because this environment is appropriate, as it's called Jazzes, and it belongs here. I don't know that I'll ever sing it again unless I come back here again, but it belongs here. a life you can cherish as much as I cherish you.
I was 5 when I learned this. George Gershwin and Ira Gershwin.
you cry. This is Craig Jack. At the time I went into the recording studio, thanks to all of you and all of you around the world, it had been announced that I had the largest fan club in the history of the world. Amazing. And they asked me to say these words, which seemed so absurd, but they did say, if you do it, you know all the little girls will go crazy for it. That's what they said. So now, it's kind of like you go into, I said this last week, it's kind of like going into a closet or an old storage bin or something, and you grab like a Nehru jacket. And those of you who are too young to remember what a Nehru jacket was, it's like it had its moment, and it never had another moment. But this has its moment. And knowing the story I just told you, I'm going to sing it for you now. Okay, wait. Let me get this guitar sound right. Okay, so here it is. Everybody else. I rise each day and I end each night. Here comes the best part. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. So now, where is love? And who is love? 6 o'clock. Wondering what I'm doing here alone without you.
Started singing this. Oh wow, this is impressive. It's like designer water.
Well, tonight I've been thinking, what am I gonna say? What am I gonna do? What am I gonna sing? Really sure, so I just start making stuff up, speaking from my heart. I'm just making this bit up, I don't know. I love them here. It's been the most interesting, entertaining, delicious, fantastic night for me and all of us. I want to thank you all. I just